Yo, it's your boy DJ A-Ron. Yo, it's your boy DJ A-Ron Cornbread.
My brother.
Hey, this is K-Kim.
What podcast are the people listening to?
The A-Square Podcast.
What up, baby?
What up, baby?
Mr. West! Fucking shit I be talking about.
Yeah.
Half rapping ass motherfuckers. You think it's a game? You think it's a fucking game? Come on!
Tonio, dog. Hey, we starting off with positive vibes right now.
I might not need no headphones now. After
there
that,
you go.
That's how we'll make any headphones hit.
Exactly. So listen, man. A Square Podcast, your boy DJ A-Ron, alongside my brother Cornbread.
Yeah.
And I'm starting off the podcast with that song because we had really we had some news that happened yesterday, and my vibe was just all messed up. Hearing the news that DMX had a situation and overdosed, and he went to the hospital. Drug overdose, and he's in the hospital. The reason why I'm starting with high vibes right now on that is because he's still alive, bro.
Facts.
And I'm not going to be sad or any of that stuff unless something else happens. Right now, he is alive, and that's all that matters to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we sending all the energy, positive energy to your family, X, to you. We just want what's best for you, dog. You know what I'm saying?
The good news is, so he was on life support yesterday, but as far as this morning on Easter Sunday, he might rise again. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. I was like, let me play it.
Yeah, he's off life support as of this morning. So, you know, prayers to him and the family. You know, like I said, I saw a lot of my timeline was filled with DMX stuff, man.
Yeah.
And we all should take a day that everybody that we look up to gets a day in your calendar. You know what I'm saying? And just show them love, like you said, while they're here, man. Show all these greats
absolutely
while they're alive.
Absolutely. And it's just crazy because just earlier this week, I was reminiscing on when I have been in New York, you know, went to the concert that he had, the Rough Rider reunion. And then we were invited to that. Then we were invited to the show in Atlantic City where, you know what I'm saying, he killed it, bro. He killed it. And I'm just happy to be a part of that, I guess you would say, a part of that invite list to where we were able to see him perform. And it was phenomenal. And I just had said happy birthday to Wadeen, who is one of the originators of the Rough Riders.
Nice.
I just reached out to him a few days ago and said, you know, happy birthday to him. And, you know, he's celebrating that. And then I saw some pictures of Swiss in, they were in the studio together with DMX. And he was like, get ready. We got heat.
Right.
And I was happy because, you know, X had been staying with him, to my understanding, for a while. He had got himself together. He wasn't, you know, doing any drugs and then relapse, bro. It happens. These demons that are inside of people is a real thing. And for those of you who don't know, he was laced, his blunt was laced with cocaine, and he hit it at the age of 14.
Was it crack or cocaine?
I
thought it was crack.
Is it crack? Yeah, it could be.
I mean, obviously they're just.
I may have messed up.
They're the same, but they're not, right?
Yeah,
and
I
think crack is like 10 times worse than cocaine, man. So,
right.
So I think it was crack that was laced in his blunt. Yeah.
And that just coming from who we were under the impression of a friend,
right,
you know, and somebody did that to him. Yeah, man. So we are sending positive energy towards X and the family. And again, that's why I played that song, because I'm like, listen, man, hey, he's still alive. And that's what matters right now.
Facts. Shout out to him. Continuing on the great vibes, bro. Shout out to Ray J as well, man. And
yeah, man.
Why I say that is because he sold 1 million earbuds. I think they reached that milestone this week, 1 million earbuds. I think he was selling them at $79.99, which is like reasonable compared to the Beats by Dre is like $300,000-$400,000. Right. And then the EarPods from Apple is $9 trillion a pod. And they only give you the left one. You got to buy the right one. So it's crazy, bro. So shout out to him, man. I mean, yeah, I think
definitely shout out to him.
You know, everybody laughed at him when he said he was going to jump in the game. I think Ludacris got in the earbud game too, or the headphone game, but I don't know how he's doing. But Ray J just reached a million.
It just was funny when he announced it. I remember seeing him on the Breakfast Club, and he had like all these different products, and I was just looking at, and everybody was laughing because he had like the sunglasses, and the sunglasses like flip, like they go from regular glass to sunglasses or whatever. So you flip them down, and but the presentation that he was doing, it was so funny, bro. It didn't seem like it was real.
He even said they're unbreakable, and then he handed them to somebody, and they broke them. That's all bad, bro.
Don't ever say don't ever. That's like saying the Titanic is unsinkable. It's unsinkable, and on the first voyage it sinks. So yeah, it's definitely dope that he's doing that, man. And again, that just goes to show all the things that Master P has been saying on his show, on his I think he has a show on Facebook, and it's basically he reviews products from people and then helps them put their business in place to get it, you know, up and going. So he's like, it's all about products. What products are you trying to sell? You know, anything that you're trying to put together and sell it. He got this lady on there. She had a lemonade company. She'd been trying to run this lemonade company for, I think they said 5 or 6 years, and nobody bid on it. Because nobody took a chance, right. And she sent it to him, and he did it on his show, and now she has a deal, and she's able to supply it around the country. That's and she's just waiting. She's just waiting to get it in actual stores. But yeah. And I thought that was very dope. So it's all about products, man. Hey, I love what Ray J is doing.
You hit it first. So you good.
Bro. See, you got to start. You throwing shots early. Kanye.
How is that a shot?
You know what it is.
That's a fact. Why is that a shot?
Bro, Ray J and Drake are the most disrespectful people there is. Drake will, he will inbox your girl right now and know you. He'll be sitting right next to him. He an inboxer. He an inboxer. Why is he talking to Kim, bro? Who does that?
That's a fact.
They dirty, man. But yeah, how are you, man? How's everything going? What's new?
Man, great. Went to go see the family for a couple of days, me and my son. It's good to be around, you know, your blood, right? Like they act crazy, they act different, and you accept them for who they are, and then they accept you for who you are as well. You know what I'm saying? It's great mentally on support, right? Like I could talk about stuff, there's no judgment. You could build together, man. You know, my son was good to get out and hang with some kids his own age, even though they started school this week, back to school, but he only goes to school. I think I told y'all that last week. He only gonna go to school half of the week. But it's good for him to be around kids his age, you know, and play around and jump as much as he want. It was damn near midnight, like 11:40. And he talking about, man, can I stay up? I said, bro, what? Like your bedtime is 8:30, bro. Like he don't understand the concept of time. You know, he just understand the concept of play. And so he was sad when he had to go to bed. It was damn near midnight, bro. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna shut this down. But he enjoyed it, had a good time, man. How about you, man?
It was relatively slow as far as any activities went. I just was working on more stuff with my the business I created to help people create their own podcasts and digital stations and stuff like that. So I've been like, you know, getting paperwork in order, working on a website. And that's pretty much it, man. I've watched a couple movies. I'm sure we'll get into a couple of them.
We're going to get into entertainment. Yeah.
So, Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I'm just relaxing. Today, for those of you who celebrate Easter, today is the day that he has risen. And I think we should dive into that, man. I think this would be a good time to talk about in 2021, if Jesus Christ came back today, what would happen? Let's break it down.
He would go back to sleep. What you mean? He'll go back in the cave. What you mean? There's nothing like, he'd be like, yeah, I ain't sacrificed myself for these people, said, bro.
Look at this shit here.
Bro, all he got to do is spend one day in Atlanta. He going to go right back in that cave, boy. He'd be like, these niggas crazy. That's all he going to say.
I was out here and I was sitting here thinking a while back, man, when I was on that road trip. And I was like, if Jesus came back in 2021, first of all, everybody will pull their phone out and try to record it, bro. That's the first thing that would happen.
That's automatic.
The second thing that would happen is our community would gun him for any clothing that he has on that's not fashion, bro. He better not come back with them sandals on, and he better not have a robe on, and he better not have a thing on his head, bro.
I 100% agree. I'm going to go one step further. What if he's not white?
Now
we step into the territory.
No, dude, ain't no what if. Says it in the Bible.
Okay,
bro.
All right. So he come back and I don't know, let's say he Mexican or something, or black or African. It don't matter. So let's say he's not Caucasian. Would people believe him?
They're going to say that's the liberals.
That's the thing right there. That's it.
That's the liberals right there.
They're going to be able to vote. Yeah, they want to act. They want to see his passport.
Yeah.
He got to get the COVID vaccine. It's a lot of shit he got to go through, boy.
Bro, he got a lot of shit to do, bro. Like, it's going to be a long another 2021 years, bro.
He better call Santa Claus, because ain't nobody got a list longer than him.
He has to sit down. Like, I've never said anybody has to sit down with somebody. He has to do the red table talk, and he has to sit down with Oprah, bro.
And he got
to
take a shot. Like, that's crazy. Like, imagine that job. Imagine that job, though. Like, I need a Henny or something, like some brandy. I need something, because that's a I don't want that job, bro. Talk about presidency. Shit.
So then what's his doing? So then he comes back and he's got to go through all this stuff. So what powers do we have after that? Because we know the royal family really don't have no powers, but that's the king and the queen, right?
Well, we're also being Americans, though. We weren't about America. He got to worry about the world. So that's first off, bro.
So he's going to be on a world tour.
Yeah, world tour. Like, concert. Like, he's going to be, like, he's going to have to sell tickets. And you just have to catch him, like, in America on, like, July 4th. He's going to be in America. And then, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what's the Chinese New Year. I think that was like January, February, you know? So,
gotta go holla at them.
You gotta holla at them. I think Burma's in another world war. They've been in world war for about 50, 60 years. So, you gotta check out them, see what they're talking about. Yeah, that's a world.
Jesus,
bro, he's gonna
got
be busy.
A lot of shit to do, bro.
What do you need advertisement, though?
And you can't show your face and not solve these problems, bro. You got to come out swinging. You got to come solve these problems.
Man. And if he don't speak on the subject, oh, my God.
They going to tear his ass apart. Him, Fox News going to have a field day with this. Black Jesus coming back?
What?
Oh, no, bro.
Fake news.
What's his name? Tucker? The dude Tucker from Fox News? He going to be like, this is ludicrous.
I knew for sure who we got to talk to as soon as he come
who
back.
Who got to talk to, bro?
First person he has to talk to. Y'all ready for this A-Square podcast?
Who he got to talk to?
As soon as he touches down, because I think he can fly, right? Like, in my mind, he can fly. I don't know. He can walk on water.
I say he got to go holler at Elon, bro.
Elon
Cause
Musk?
Elon, okay. Yeah, because Elon can't even land a rocket right now. You know what I mean?
Nope. that's worldly stuff. So he going to talk to him when he, like, bring people to the table. No,
okay,
the first person Jesus needs to talk to as soon as he touched down in America is Robert Kelly Watson. That's his new name from now on, bro. Robert Kelly Deshaun Watson. He has to talk to him, bro. This man has 21 cases of books on him right now, boy, in Houston.
21 Savage?
I got a question for you, too, though, bro.
21.
I got a question for you. How many barbers do you have?
One.
Okay. I only go to the one because I'm loyal to him and he's good. Like, he's a beast, right?
Right.
Like, let's say he wasn't a beast. And this dude
he started cutting my hair when I was 11 years old. And then obviously I shaved, I'm bald, so he does like my face and everything like that. He's been doing this stuff since I was 12, bro. I can't go to anywhere.
Like, that's loyalty. Yeah. Like even if you went somewhere else because you was out of town, like, it low key you'd be like, man, I cheated on him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Because you had no choice. Yeah.
Even was better, you'd be like, no, I still got to stick with him. Like, how many times? But when you were driving to work, how many ways did you drive to work? Maybe two?
One way.
Bro. One way, maybe two because maybe of traffic two. Or yeah. You were somewhere else, right? Like the human body is like conditioned for the same thing over and over and over and over. Very repetitive. So I don't understand how one man could have over 40-something masseuses.
You can't get the one that's the shit?
Like, if the one that rubbed me down, bro, and I had a career day, like, I'm buying her. Like, how much you cost? That's what I'm gonna ask her. A mil? All right, you traveling with me? We everywhere. I don't understand how you can literally have over 40-something masseuses in the same city, in Houston. And you know that's a profession like that. I don't get it, bro. This dude is a nut, but... Hey,
innocent until proven guilty.
Facts. And they just, and Houston and PD just said, took over the case, too.
Hey, and he said, listen, there's no evidence of any of this happening. So, I mean, they got a lot to prove. They got to find. I mean, there's obviously they're going to have to figure out, like, hey, all right, here were text messages that were from them and all this stuff. I'm sure, because, I mean, how else? But the stuff that I'm reading, bro, is some sick shit, bro. Like, it's sick.
I didn't see any text messages or conversations.
He didn't. So basically what one of the girls were saying was that he didn't. You know how they tell you get undressed to your comfortability, right?
Right.
So he could easily put a towel on. You know what I'm saying? And then they lay the you know, sheets over you. And they start the massage. He just asked for the sheet and then said, just massage. I need my thighs massaged. So as this dude is getting rock hard, this girl is massaging his inner thighs.
So hold on. He kept his dress shirt and tie on, but just took off his pants. What do you mean? Don't tell me that's true, bro. Stop that, bro.
I'm telling you what the report is said that he was. She said that he was erect, and he said he just wanted his inner thighs rubbed, and then he ejaculated.
Bro, stop
into the sheets.
Bro, you think he kept
his just one girl?
You think he kept his socks on?
Honestly, if I had to guess, if any of this is true, he went in there with just shoulder pads on, bro. Just shoulder pads. If I had to guess,
He had to have a concussion, bro, to be doing
this. I don't want to guess, but if I had to, I would just say, yeah, he had, you know,
this man,
top flight rocket shoulder pads.
Bro, this dude is a nut job, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, so... You know,
come on, man. He got it. Robert Watson got to do better. Robert Watson has to do better, bro.
That's why crazy. Y'all keep doing this to me?
Y'all killing me. That dude's a nut, man.
But yeah, man, it's crazy. We're laughing, but we're not. Obviously, no, we're not.
Yeah, this is sick, bro. You can't. How do you have 21 cases against you, but then you have 20 more saying no, you're not like that? Like, how do you have that many masseuses arguing for you or against you? Like, that's just weird. I don't know. But then again, hey, I ain't a millionaire either. I don't know what the hell they into, bro.
How do you just have a sheet on, bro?
Yeah, I don't. That's wild. Like, she massaged his shoulders. Nothing.
And like, Yeah, and then how many times, like, okay, so I was told, which we're going to have her on here, she is a massage therapist, and I asked her a long time ago, I said, so what do you do when something like this happens? She said, it's pretty easy. She was like, the male's natural body if he's rubbed in a certain way, he will get erect. That's right. just what it is. You have to understand that as a massage therapist, that is, it can happen. Right. So she says, what you do is you say, I'll be right back. And then you leave out of the room, and anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes, you just chill. And then when you come back, if you start again and it happens again, then that's when you can say, okay, I'm going to have to end the massage.
Yeah.
Facts. Because obviously that person knows that it's happening.
Or stop massaging that area. Like
turn around on your back, bro.
Let's say you're a male. Male and that's happening to you. Like, at least say, okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Can we do something now? You know what I'm saying? Like, help her help you.
Absolutely.
Like, no, you being a creeper in doing this shit, bro.
These are people that want, they want you to see that. They want to see what's next. Facts. They want to see what's next.
They give you that. They look at you. They looking at you. Like me, I'm damn near half asleep when I'm getting a massage. No, they wide awake.
You know how many times I've fallen asleep?
Come on.
He looking her in the eye like a barber. He like, you can't look the barber in the eye, bro.
Can you turn on the lights? That's what he asking her. What? No, bro. That's wild.
There's
man.
Never been a time where I was getting a cut, bro, and I'm looking my barber in the eyes. Like when he say, hey, yeah, tuck your lips in, I'm not looking up at this dude in his eye.
That's wild, man. If let's say 21, I don't know if it is or if it isn't, but if it's one, get him out of here, bro. Yeah, one's too many, man. Come on, bro.
So then that breaks the question to me then. Do you think that Houston knew anything about this prior? Do you think the Texans knew anything or knew, I don't know, had to me, any information?
They, my opinion, once again, my opinion, not A Square podcast opinion, not DJ Aaron's opinion. I think they knew that it was one or two cases pending. I don't think anybody knew that this was 40, that he had 40 something different massages. Massage therapists.
Yeah.
In the past. To me, this isn't like he went to Indiana when they played the Colts and he had one, or, you know what I'm saying? Like Dallas, this is all in Houston. Like, I didn't even know it was a profession like this. I need to see what they look like. Cause if they all IG models, then he like, yeah, it is what it is. Like they knew what it was when I was coming in there. That could be his argument. You know what I'm saying? But if these are legit businesses and you're going in there, like I don't get it. Don't get it at all.
Well, I get it.
Hey. Yeah, better than me.
Hey, if one story turned to two and two turned to three, and they all sound the same, something ain't right.
Yeah, it was something civil. Right. It was civil, but now it's criminal.
Dead
now.
Giveaway.
It's dead criminal
giveaway.
Now. Dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. What else going on in the world?
Not to change subject, but who we sponsored by, bro? What's going on with them?
We sponsored by the one and only Wolf's Mane Beard Care. And it's always in the description. And if you go ahead and you put that A, the number 2, and the letter P together, you get 10% off, man.
We had a couple people say, it works. It works. Yeah. A2P.
Keep your face clean, nice and groomed. And also they have soap that is amazing, by the way. It definitely does not dry you out like a lot of these body washes do, or the Zest and the Old Spices and all that. So, it's definitely what it is. And it's always in the description, y'all. Make sure you check that out.
And also, it's on the website. It's on the website, too.
Absolutely.
www.asquarepodcast.com. And make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So where we at now with it, bro? What else is going on in the world? Good, bad, ugly? It's Sunday. It's Easter. I think it's only right. I go ahead and I'll just do this, bro. It's going down tonight, right? Versus?
What time?
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Isley Brothers. We got times 8 Eastern.
8 Eastern. So this really means 11 Eastern.
No, these old fools ain't staying up that late.
But they black, though.
They can't stay up that late, bro. Ron Isley got on that flight. He looked like he was already ready to go to sleep.
Hey, Steve Harvey going to... be the moderator or something?
Yeah, he's the host.
The host. There we go. I'm sorry. That's what the word I was looking for. The host.
Ooh, it's going to be some grandmas and aunties out there ready to go tonight, bro.
1-0. They're
going to be ready tonight, bro.
1-0 already. He said 1-0. It won.
Isaac brother got that one, bro?
Yep, they got that one.
All right, where we going now? When this come on, what are we going to do?
I have to clear out the front room. You got to move the table, unplug the TV, make room. You got to make room for this.
We going to do the whole line dance, bro.
Do you remember? Hey.
This was, music was just amazing, bro. Man. It is. What we going to do? What we going to do when it happens?
Catch cold.
I gotta do it again, bro. I gotta do it again. You know what I'm saying?
Do you mix, when you spin, do you mix the Kendrick Lamar version in this?
From time to time.
Oh, okay. I got you.
What are they going to do when they play Between the Sheets, bro?
Babies. 9 months.
Babies.
9 months later. Babies. That's what they're going to play. Yeah. They're going to hate it. That's what they're going to do. How many COVID babies are there out there, bro?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Between COVID and stimulus?
Man, what?
And tax season? This is generation all bad, bro.
Yeah. So versus tonight, I'm excited, man. I'm gonna try to, like I said, you know me, I keep the same energy. You said 8 o'clock. That
now
means
D,
for
now
me,
it starts now. D Nice is opening it up, so you're definitely gonna. Obviously, he just won an award.
Yeah,
I like D Nice. For entertainer of the year. So he's the DJ for it. So he's gonna be playing. So you can expect. I don't expect them to hit the start until about. In between 8:30 and 9 is my thinking process, because I mean I'm sure since they got a host and it's Steve Harvey,
it's a
I'll
lot
bet
of them
you
too. It's a lot of
yeah
them.
It is. I'll bet you they kind of give like some type of the background on these legends. You know what I'm saying? I don't think they're just gonna come out and be like how everybody else did. You know, these are more mature people, legends. And I think that with having a host, and you know he gonna do the most, bro. Yeah, I'm sure he's gonna be out there with the biggest Steve Harvey suit that there is. his pants might be wider than Jordan's, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's impossible. So yeah, that's crazy. No, that's what's up, man.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
We're excited for that. I looked on my phone, man, about an hour and a half ago. Number one obviously is DMX, and number two was Ja Rule. So I was like, now what happened to Ja? I'm like, what's going on? So I look, and I've been searching for an hour of why Ja Rule is trending, and I still haven't gotten to the bottom of it because nobody cares. Everybody is getting these jokes off, bro. That's all the people are doing. They said
a joke on what?
They said as soon, there's so many memes and stuff that you can't even find out why he was trending. It's the first thing I saw was a person saying, me finding out Ja Rule is trending. And it's the Dave Chappelle clip. And yeah. So who gives a fuck what Ja Rule think at a time like this?
That's dirty, man.
And it's so many of them. Like, I can't even get to the bottom of why he's trending. It was crazy to me. It said
Ice Festival. That's what he gonna call
somebody
it.
Somebody said every time I see Ja Rule trending, I think of this, and it was the salad and the bread from the Fyre Festival, bro.
Yeah, facts. And those tents are terrible, bro. That's a classic documentary, man. To the listeners watch it on Hulu and Amazon
and
Prime.
Netflix.
I'm sorry, Netflix and Hulu. They had two different versions of it. But yeah, Fyre Festival, man, look it up, bro. That's classic.
So to right now, I still don't understand why he's trending. I've never seen somebody be trending for something, but the jokes are going so far that you can't even find out why he's trending. That is incredible, bro. Yeah. Well, incredible.
He's still alive, so that's good. You know, we'll keep the same energy. And let's go over some COVID stuff, man. This week has been a big week on, not COVID developments, but updates. So Pfizer says the vaccine was 100% effective on children ages 12 through 15. So I think it was 99% for adults, but they just
95.
Came out.
Oh, okay, 95. I'm sorry. So 95 for adults, but now it's, they're saying it's 100 effective on children ages 12 to 15. I think the U.S. kind of opened up vaccinations for what, 30 and over now. I think we're kind of in that stage. If you haven't received the vaccine, so I think it's you're good to go. You can try to schedule it at your local area. I think 30 and up, and then they'll get to I think the 20s coming up is soon. Also, they said CDC says if you're fully vaccinated, you should feel free to travel within the U.S. So you shouldn't have any COVID stipulations on yourself if you're fully vaccinated in the U.S. But keep in mind, you still can get COVID. You know what I'm saying? But the vaccinations supposed to lessen the effects or zero to none, right?
The fact that it won't kill you is what correct. They're saying. Like but you can still give you'll it away still get sick. And you can get you'll it. Still, yep. Exactly. So you can still get sick, but it having the vaccine it. Allows you not to die.
Correct. Hopefully not. Hopefully. You know what I'm saying? But so if you guys are fully vaccinated out there, you know, but you're still afraid to travel, CDC says you should be good to go.
So what do you think about this then? What do you think about this?
Okay.
So they're saying that the Democrats were, if from my understanding, were saying that in order to travel anywhere, like they want everybody to have this vaccine, right? You know that. So they're saying even travel within the United States, they said that they want everybody to have been cleared a vaccine and have to have a vaccine, you know, to travel. That's what they really want. Now, then you have the Republicans who are like, what do you mean? Like they have to have, you know, be fully vaccinated and a passport, because that's what the Democrats were saying. They want you, everybody to have a passport, even to try, because you know that that's what they've been doing from like last year, right? So last year we had to sign up for this real ID. Do you remember that?
No.
They just extended it. So for Illinois, I don't know what's going on in Georgia, but for Illinois, we have to have what's called a real ID. The real ID is a different type of ID than your standard driver's license or your state issued ID.
So you have a fake ID right now.
So what they were trying to do is, and this is my opinion, I think that they were trying to limit the fake IDs that's going around for people who are illegal immigrants. So this was their way to make people go back to the DMV with all the paperwork that you have in order to get this real ID. Because if you don't have a real ID, is what they're called. I'll send you the information on this. And if you don't have that real ID or you don't have a passport, you can't even take a flight like domestically. You can't fly. So that's what Illinois is doing. I don't know what other states, you know, are doing. I just know that that's what they're doing here.
So I hear what you're saying. So let me get this straight. This is what I would ask them. So my social security number, my current ID,
right,
my badge that I'm a police officer, none of that suffices.
I'm
still a fake person until I receive this real ID.
Unless you have a passport. If you have a passport, you're good to travel.
Okay.
If you have a passport domestically.
Right.
But you have to have that, or you have to have this real ID. You know, everybody doesn't have a passport. You know what I mean? Like my mom, my grandma, my uncles, they don't have a passport. You know what I mean? And there's a bunch of different people out there who don't have passports. They just have their ID. And that's what's normally used to travel, but now they don't want that. They don't want that. They want you to have this real ID or your passport. So again, going back, they're saying from the Democratic side, they're saying that in order for you to travel, we want you to be fully vaccinated and have your passport. The Republicans are saying that separates and divides America, because not everybody has a passport. And there's a lot of people who can't afford a passport. And in this particular situation, I kind of have to agree with the Republicans on this. because there are a lot of people who don't have passports. So you are dividing America even more than what it is.
I'm about to say it's already divided, but yeah.
Exactly, even more. So these are just new. The only reason why Illinois didn't go through this, it's not finalized, it's just been pushed back, is because of COVID. It was supposed to be done by October of last year, but they extended it. Okay. So again, I don't know what's going on in different places, but I do know this real ID thing in Illinois is an actual thing. And I do know that the Republicans and the Democrats have been talking about, if you are going to travel, they want you to be fully vaccinated with a passport, which I think is not a good idea. I mean, the fully vaccinated, I understand why they would want people to be vaccinated, but it should be a choice. Right. You know, if I want to come to Atlanta, or if I want to go to LA, or if I want to go anywhere, if I want to go to Montana, you know,
Montana, but yeah. I
feel, hey, if I had to go to Montana on
Montana,
a horse.
Montana, is that even?
I don't need to have a vaccination for that, bro.
Montana, you need. You might catch COVID-20 in Montana, boy.
I don't know what's that. I don't know, man. Montana's looking kind of cracking right now.
Uh-oh, for real? I ain't never seen a picture of Montana in my life, so I don't know. Like, only Montana I know is Hannah. Like, that's the only Montana I know, bro.
What about French?
And him, too. You're right. I know two Montanas.
All right. Well, bucket list.
Yeah. Just bucket. I don't know. Bucket. I don't know. That's a bucket. And also, if you were planning on, you know, things are opening up, you know what I'm saying? People are traveling more, trying to go out the country more. But news alert, France is entering its third lockdown due to 4 weeks of COVID surge. So COVID is still out there, man. So don't get fooled. Don't get bamboozled. Yeah, don't get bamboozled by Atlanta and see, you know what I'm saying, see us all on social media every day. But COVID is still out there, and other countries are taking this very serious. So France is entering, I think they're the first one in the world to go on 3 lockdowns because of COVID. So, you know, if you had plans to go there, Paris or something like that, you know, that's the number one visited place in the world. But you're going to have to hold off on that trip, man, because it's still ugly out there.
So it's a bucket right now. It's not a bucket list.
It's Montana.
It's Montana right now. All right.
And shout out to my people in Montana, the listeners out there.
Hey, shout out to the listeners out there. Montana.
Hey, Wolf May. but that's it. I got with COVID stuff, man. What's up, man? What you want to talk about?
Let's get into a movie, man. Let's get into Kong versus Godzilla.
Come
bro.
On, man. You know I got a cornbread review, so I'll let you go first, or you want me to go? What you want to do, bro?
I'm going to keep it all the way 100 with you. I see what they was trying to do. I know what they wanted to do, but it was very poorly executed.
Okay.
Graphic wise, it was great. You know, it looked really good. You know, I understand. And spoiler alert to those who are listening. So you can fast forward if you want to listen to it. But we're here to pod today. We're here to talk about it. So. Like I said, graphics were great. The storyline to me was just bad. I think that, you know, the whole Titan thing, you know, these were Titans, you know, and stuff like that. I didn't really care too much about, I wasn't planning on watching this to begin with, but it was one of them nights where you just chilling, you vibing, and you see that this is new and it's out. So why not? Right. And yeah, I wasn't impressed, man. I wasn't disappointed because I had no expectations for it anyway.
Right.
So I wasn't disappointed, but it just wasn't good, bro. But let's get a cornbread review on it, man.
All right. Cornbread review. So, you know, to the listeners out there, cornbread review consists of 5 categories: acting, cinematography, storytelling, did I get what I bought, and is it a must see? So number one, acting, some actors in this movie, Rebecca Hall, Brian Henry. The only 2 characters that I could find that merged both like films together, like Aaron just said, the Godzilla family and the Kong family, was Kyle Chandler and Millie Brown. I think they were like father or son, you know, in that movie in Godzilla. So they were the only characters that were used in both both worlds, basically. Humans are not top of the food chain, bro. So every you know, in this world, in the Godzilla and King Kong world, they're not, humans are not the top of the food chain. So every scene was actors either scared or shocked. Did you notice that? Like, it wasn't much acting range. It was very, like I said, very one-dimensional. They weren't the focal point, which was good in this type of movie, but that hurts them on acting.
Absolutely.
So like I said, they didn't get a chance to show their range. It wasn't that many lines. If it was, it's kind of like one-liners, like they have quick dialogue and then they'll do a cutscene, you know? So acting 2 out of 5 for me, man. So I'm online with you. Cinematography, visually stunning. The colors, the CGI, it seemed like they took their time for this, right? I don't know how long it took to edit this whole movie, but you couldn't tell that there were any flaws, you know, on first watch. I love the monster, you know, the new monster designs and the world, the new world that they went through. Obviously, spoiler alert. So 5 out of 5 cinematography for me. So I love the visually, the movie was great. Storytelling. Now, if you were a King Kong fan, you know, they went to the last King Kong. They went to Skull Island, right? It was a real place. They had to travel, and there's a whole storm with Samuel L. Jackson. So Skull Island was a real place. This movie, it was like a simulation in King Kong's or in Godzilla's world. And I really didn't like that. You know, it seemed forced, you know, like they're just making them the same world together. Humans, I think they need to get on the same page with these movies. Like, either King Kong and Godzilla are the monster and they stop trying to kill them, or they got to understand that they're the monster and Godzilla's going to kill them every time because they keep creating these big ass monsters to compete, and it's throwing everything off. You kind of get what I'm saying there?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely do.
I don't get why in this world the humans always want to do something extra. But then again, maybe that's us. Maybe that's humans in real life. We always got to be extra and try to be the top of the food chain, even though we're not.
To an extent, but it's just like, come on, man, you're not controlling these titans. You're not, you know, that's what my, like you said, man, I think they just need to try to get on the same page before they do this stuff.
They have to.
This is the reason why I feel this the way you do.
Yeah, I really didn't like that they were so shocked that King Kong could speak sign language and shit. Like, he a dummy, bro. Like, my God. Like, first off, we are descendants of monkeys. Like, it don't even make sense to me. So it's like, to think that this dude is a dummy and he's fucking a trillion times bigger than you. Why do you think that he's not smart, right?
And he's a trillion years old.
Yeah, like, come on, bro. And it's just sign language. Like, come on, man. Like, that shit pissed me off. Like, they're like, he speaks? I said, oh, hell no. Y'all wilding. Storytelling, like you said, was forced. A lot of scenes didn't make sense. Like, remember when the boat capsized and dude swam underwater to release King Kong, and that was the only electronic working? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, to release him? Like, come on, bro. Like, this shit. Like, I don't know, whoever these editors or these writers, they had some great points, but they had some bad points, and that was like one of them.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Storytelling, 2.5 out of 5 for me, man. I really didn't like that. Did I get what I bought? So this is on HBO Plus or Max, whatever the hell, which one it is. So if you pay for the subscription, it came for free. You didn't have to pay anything extra. A lot of action, a lot of fight scenes, which, you know, I was anticipating this movie. So I got what I wanted on my end of a lot of action, you know, with these monsters. They highlighted both of the King Kong and Godzilla, right? I really didn't like how they was vilifying Godzilla, but then towards the end, they kind of made it, you know, they corrected itself. And I would hate to be a taxpayer in these cities, bro. Every 2 year, your whole city is torn to bits because of these monsters.
And now you understand why I don't rock with Batman, bro. Why can't y'all move from Gotham?
Gotham is terrible, bro.
I would never. First of all, there's always violence in Gotham.
Yeah, it's Atlanta. It's Atlanta and Chicago put together.
Nobody is good. Everything is corrupt. Nothing is good. And this is what I'd be saying about, I would hate to live, if I know Kong lives here, I'm moving from here. I know he can go wherever he wants to go, but I'm going to live in a small village alone.
Montana. I'm moving to Montana.
Now we're in Montana.
We in Montana. Godzilla tears up the bridge for you to get to work every 2 years, and your taxes is going up, boy.
Taxes going up because they got to build it again.
They tore that shit up, bro. They tore that shit up, man. So
now they can't go back to work. Now they all fired.
No, they got the stimulus. They good. They got the stimmy. So did I give it a bought? So 4.5 out of 5 because I was anticipating it, right? Like how you said you weren't, so your expectations are low. I can understand that. But me following all the films, I was so excited to see them battle it out, these two titans. So 4.5 out of 5. And then is it a must-see? Both of them got their asses kicked, bro. So don't think that one was better than the other. It's kind of like to Fast and Furious, right? Like they all was fighting, but they all took their lickings too, which was a good thing. I thought it was Mega Godzilla, but they says Mecha Godzilla. So I don't know which one it is in the comic books or the old movies. But he was introduced in this. You don't need to see the other movies to watch this one, right? Obviously, it'll help you out a little bit with backstory, but if you're just a new fan trying to watch something, I would say you can watch this. So 4 out of 5 on a must-see. So overall, 3.5 out of 5 Cornbread reviews for me, man. So
I think I would have enjoyed the graphics way more if I had been in a theater.
Yeah.
Just because of how it looked on my TV, it looked great. You know, we both agreed that it was great in that aspect, but had I seen it in the movie theater, I think I would have appreciated it more. And I was thinking about that because, you know, obviously some movie theaters are opening back up slowly but surely. I think this movie would have did more justice if it had been at the theater. And I think they were planning
for that, though. You know, a lot of these movies that are coming out now, they planned for it to be in the movie, the big,
right?
You know, but a lot of people, like you said, things are closed or just don't feel comfortable being in closed areas for like that for a long time. So right. Other entertainment shows or movies that are coming out that the listeners should go check out. So Wrath of Man, look that up. You guys YouTube that movie. Comes out May 7th. You got The Chi season 4, and I think it's the final season. Comes out May 23rd. And then we got our favorite, man, The Handmaid's Tale, man. Coming out April 28th on Hulu. April 28th. I think it's his final season. Okay.
I got one coming out that's just a few days prior to that I'm even more excited about than The Handmaid or anything.
What is it?
Ooh, Mortal Kombat, bro. Hey. Let's go.
Yeah.
This is what I'm waiting on. Now if you watch the trailer, it appears that they're really putting a lot of emphasis on Sub-Zero and Scorpio, which are obviously two of people's favorite, you know. Obviously you have the Liu Kangs and you know the different people, but it looks phenomenal, bro, and I really, really, really can't wait to watch this. So they got that one, and there was another one, but I can't think of. Black Widow.
Yeah.
Black Widow is finally on the. It was already done. They were just trying to figure out the release date.
Yeah.
So we got that coming
out for that too. Yep.
Yes. So get ready for that, man. I'm excited. Yeah, April 23rd.
I'm also watching Mighty Ducks. I think it's on episode 2. Winter Soldier and the Falcon. That's on episode like 4, I think. 3 or 4. So these are some good shows that's out, man. The Flight Attendant. Check that out. I think that's on HBO as well. So it's a couple things I'm watching right now, you know. So it's pretty good.
And I watched a documentary, man. Was phenomenal, bro. Tina Turner.
Okay. Did she get slapped or something? Or what? How that happen?
No, bro. No, she definitely did not.
All right, good. Good for her.
I mean, she did.
Oh, she did. Yeah. In real life, she did. That's crazy, bro.
The crazy part about the movie and actual like Tina Turner, it's crazy to me. Not really crazy, but it's really interesting to me that they made that movie so perfect to her real life. Because normally when you see a movie portrayal of somebody, it's they have to add so many different layers to it to Hollywood it up. You know what I mean?
Right. It's like it's really like 1 or 2% real. And they just say it's based on a true story. Right, right. I get what you're saying.
So this was 100% facts. So even though she sat there and they asked her, they was like, she did the press conference for the movie when the movie was coming out. And so she was sitting there with Angela Bassett and she was like, you know, talking about, you know, how honored she is that Angela is going to be playing her role. But then she never saw the movie. She says she never saw the movie because she never wanted to relive anything that was in her past. Facts. And she, and just her aura, like the way that she spoke about all the different things in life that she's experienced. And the only thing that she wanted out of that deal, out of that entire situation, was her name, Tina Turner. Right. That's all she wanted. She gave him all the money. He got all the copies to the music. You know, it's all the music is his. All the everything was his. But the judge, because she said, "You can have everything. I don't even care. I just want to keep my name." He was trying to get that. that's my daddy's name. You know what I'm saying?
But, wild, man.
Yeah.
Or was wild. He passed away. What last year? Or 2 years ago?
Yeah. No, a few years ago.
Oh, a few years ago. Okay. Yeah. He. Was
wild. But yeah, like the fact that she was just like, you know, I want to keep my name. And then, and that was, and as I'm watching this show, I kept thinking, that's the end right there. And it'd be like, and the next one would be coming on. So it's like, you can watch it in parts if you would like to watch it in parts, or you can watch it all the way through.
How many parts is it?
I think it's like 4.
Oh, okay.
But it's, or you can watch it all as one fully, you know, that gives you like different options.
Nice.
So like every time I thought it was over, the wife was like, no, there's more to this. It's like, I didn't know, because I didn't know the whole, like her whole story. So it went back to how she had to start all over from scratch, like trying to go and get deals, trying to go and, you know, it couldn't get no deal. They were saying she's too old. Record labels wouldn't touch her because Ike was putting in phone calls, which I don't, bro. It's insane the things that she had to do to just to restart her life and restart fresh with different music and be able to continue and be the icon that she is and leave out on her own terms, remarry. You know, still raised all of his kids. They went with her. Imagine that. Imagine you getting divorced and your son saying, "Oh, I'm staying with her though. Oh, I hear what you're saying, but I'm staying with her." And that's not even like her legitimate born out of her child, you know. And I'm just that it was very phenomenal. It was a great documentary, man. Good. So
shout out to
her. I definitely would.
That's on HBO, right? To watch
it. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yep.
To the listeners out there,
definitely check that out. You want to jump to sports?
Yeah, we got a couple sports things that happened too, man. You want me to go first? Right. Or you?
I want to talk about something.
Okay. Go.
I want to talk about for many, many, many years, I have always wondered why people of color have this fascination, if you will, with Michael Rapaport. Mm-hmm. I have never liked this dude. And it has nothing to do with the fact that he played Remy in Higher Learning. Maybe a little bit, but not all of it. Well, maybe like 10 or 15%. Because I can't really let that go, man. I can't. It's hard for me to separate the person from the actor. I get it.
He did a great job acting. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, he did a great job being himself. So anyway, I never understood it. Like, why people, you know, really, really like this dude. Like, he'll go on sports shows and talk about the New York Knicks. I'm cool. He's from New York. You know, you're a New York actor. You're at all the Knicks games. I totally get it. But it's just like he's always at or around or hired by African-American people. Yet he is one of the biggest trolls on social media. He's always saying stuff negative about whether it's players or actors or anything, and he always ends up getting in trouble for something. He had a Barstool deal for a podcast or something. He messed that situation up, you know, by saying certain things and then going after certain people. And I don't want to say that like names and stuff like that, but he went after a bunch of different people. And so I just never liked him. I never really cared for him. And I never understood the fascination, right? But this situation with Kevin Durant really shows everybody to me who he is. Like, this is who he is. So for those of you who don't know, Kevin Durant and Michael Rapaport was having an argument in the DMs, in their direct messages. They were having an argument. You know, Kevin was saying some crazy stuff that I think that, I mean, we hear this stuff all the time. It's guy talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm arguing with one of my guys, I tell you, you know, fuck you, or, you know, whatever I'm saying.
And keep in mind, he didn't start it, though.
Exactly.
He didn't start it. So keep in mind that. I mean,
Rappaport initiated the whole situation.
I hate when people play victim when they start shit.
Absolutely. So he starts it, and then KD starts going back at him. And then, okay, I get it. You know, KD said, hey, even your own wife don't fuck with you. You know, but to me, that's a roast, bro. That, to me, that's another way of saying, get the fuck out of my face. Right? Now, he takes all these messages, screenshots them, and posts them on the internet. And then he sends a lawyer to Kevin Durant, bro. He sends his attorney.
That's snitching.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, I don't know what the NBA is going to necessarily do about Michael Rapaport, or if these news outlets are going to separate themselves. I'm saying that there's always an inside to this stuff, right, Antonio? So, like, the NBA is not going to allow something like this to happen and somebody not be held accountable for it. Obviously, they fined Kevin Durant $50,000, but had the gay community had came forward and started boycotting or anything like that, now you're boycotting one of the biggest stars in basketball. And you're, you know, even though he said the things that he said, they can't take chances on losing that type of money. You know what I mean? He's box office. So for you to be going on talk shows, whether it's First Take or whether it's Undisputed, First Things First, all these different shows, and then you do this, I'm pretty sure they're going to limit him for sure now.
They have to, like, because, no, first off, finding Kevin Durant $50,000 is a joke. That's first off, bro. What Absolutely. Kind of punishment is that? This dude make goddamn $50 million a year. Like, that don't make sense. So if you want to send a message to Kevin that under no circumstances should you be using that type of language, it has to be more than $50,000. That's first. Second, if you are going to reprimand Kevin Durant, either suspending him or fining him or whatever, you have to ban Rapaport from ESPN. Like, Absolutely. You have to, because he's causing the problem. What's to stop him from reaching out to LeBron James and doing the same thing?
Right.
You know, or
and people always say that Kevin Durant is sensitive. I mean, he has burner accounts. He's a social media guy. He's young. You know, yes, we know he should not be responding to people. We know that, but I'm not him. And I wouldn't respond to it, but I'm not him.
And you say that, but bro, he's also protecting himself though.
Absolutely.
That's like someone saying, true. Yeah, I wouldn't shoot him. Yeah, but he also didn't come at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, with a knife. Right. Like, yeah, you would shoot him then. Like, that's not fair to Kevin Durant or anybody who has to protect themselves. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee he didn't post what he said to Kevin Durant at first, right?
Right.
Like, to start all this. So, come on,
no,
man.
No, he didn't.
Like, that's and what I'm saying. Gets, like,
and,
come on,
and then
bro.
He gets to go on. Can you imagine if Stephen A. Smith was in somebody's, you know, if he talks about Chris Paul or if he talks about Blake Griffin or any of these people, and he goes in their DMs and start going off at them, you know the backlash he would get for starting the problem? Yeah. You are paid to go on ESPN, have an opinion, have a debate about the situation, and go. This dude be legitimately trying to start drama with different players. And he's always been doing this. This is not something that's new. It's just you had the right one that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. So I don't like that, man. So hopefully, I guess we'll see what reprimands they do. Also, speaking of basketball, the Big Three is coming back in July.
I love it.
For 10 weeks. I think they're trying to figure out if they're going to play in Vegas or other cities. But the Big Three is coming back because it was on a hiatus, obviously, last year because of COVID. It got canceled.
And the NFL is working. The NFL is working hand in hand now with the XFL, man.
Okay.
It was fully announced. It was like a partnership. So they have been trying to work this whole situation out because obviously they don't want somebody being like, yo, we're going against the NFL, right? So they were like, all right, well, let's put it together where, you know, we can kind of have like this, if you will, say like a G League. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so you got these players who are down here and they grinding and they doing their thing. So this is the bridge to get to the NFL. So this gives the NFL scouts and people like that to go and watch these games, see them, bring them up. And it also gives an opportunity for those people, not saying that he should or whatever the case may be. But let's say Dez Bryant was like, I'm going to go get my body right. I'm going to go down here, work out, show that I can still, you know, play. And boom, back in the NFL. Right. And it keeps him active instead of just working out in the gym. It keeps you football active. So I was excited to hear
that. Your body needs contact.
Absolutely.
Like, it's not just working out. Kind of like what you said. It's not just working out, man. You gotta take hits and give hits so your body can get acclimated to that. The NFL also, so it's approved. They're going to do 17 weeks now. 17-game season. So it's already 17 weeks. Which 1 week is a bye for teams, so they play 16 games. Now it's going to be 18 weeks, and then they play 17 games. It doesn't make sense. So financially, small scale, it makes sense to the players, meaning that they get an extra pay. They can be built in their contract, and their incentives are built in. So that's the only benefit I see, small scale, and I would say 10 to 20%. Big scale, this makes absolutely no sense in America why they would add an extra game other than money. That's the only reason. And that's not the player's revenue. That's the company and the owners. Like, because your body, it takes so – and they're only doing one bye. Remember, they only did one bye now is the new playoff. It used to be the top two teams in each division gets a bye. Now it's only one team. So that means more teams and more players are playing constantly every week, and your body needs more than honestly a week to recover. And these men are grown men, bro. Like, and I said it before.
Imagine being an offensive lineman battling a defensive lineman
every play.
A duration of the game, and then have to go home, have to go and get your body right. And go right back at it the next week against another 400-pound person.
And that's fast. All game. And they faster than you.
Yeah.
And stronger. Like, come on, man. Like, that's why I laugh at all the people who be talking so much shit. Like, when it's football season, they're like, man, get up, man. You all right, man. Stop being soft. But yet they call out of work every goddamn week. They sick. They got the sniffles. Like, come on, bro.
They got
like,
a headache.
Yeah.
They like, got a headache.
That's how they wake up getting out of bed and shit. Like, come on, bro. But these players are sacrificing their livelihood, bro. They life low key. And every play. And then you try to make fun of them that they soft or something, man. So
to
having
me,
an extra game, that makes no sense.
I agree. Agree with you. I 100% agree with you. I only point the finger at the players because they were the ones that signed this. So at this point, you're absolutely right, but I don't want to hear anything coming from the players. Because they're the ones that signed this agreement. So they saw that small bit of it's small to a lot of people. Because I know you said it's a small thing, you know, for, you know, the amount of money or whatever. But when you throw any numbers in front of people, if it's more, they're going to take more.
Well, now, it also.
Go ahead.
I was going to say it's also. Percentages too, right? So like what you're saying is the players agreed. Technically, let's say 51% agreed. So really 49% didn't agree. So it's not really all the players. You kind of get what I'm saying?
True, but it's the majority.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's what sucks about it, that a lot of the veterans or who people who've been in there for 5+ years or especially who made their money are going to disagree with this. But you got to think it's a lot of players out there who the NFL stands for not for long, bro. So if they can make an extra game check or show their talents in an extra game, hell yeah, they're going to sign up for that. And that's what they're not on the same page.
And that's what I'm saying because a lot of these younger players who are just freshly into the league, they're going to want to sign this because it's giving them more.
Facts.
And so there's nothing that those veteran players who are out there like, man, this is stupid. Why are we playing another game? Well, you've been in the league for 5 years. You're making millions of dollars. This dude just signed up. He may only get $60,000 and then taxed out of that. And then he got to wait to get an actual real deal.
And he ain't played the first 8 games. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
Now you got it. Now the starter got hurt. Now he can show his talents. So, of course, he's going to take that extra game. That could be more interceptions, sacks, touchdowns, whatever.
Exactly. And that's what the NFL is banking on.
Yeah. Oh, they banked on it. They got it. So we'll see. You think the kickers and the punters?
You think they voted for it?
Hell yeah, Doyle. Where Doyle at, bro? To the listeners who've been rocking with us from day one, they know that Doyle story that I told. I think I told that story on the Ella Masser episode. Go back, man. Ella Masser, the Olympic soccer Doyle. Player. Go back and listen to that episode. I told that Doyle story. Yeah, but skip Doyle. College basketball. I watched some good basketball this weekend, too. So women's basketball, you got your final game finale tonight. You got Stanford versus Arizona. That's 6 p.m. Eastern. And then you got for the men's is tomorrow, Monday night. You got Baylor versus Gonzaga, and that game's at 9:20 Eastern. So shout out to them. Good luck to those players. And then your boy, Roy Williams, man, for North Carolina, man, he retired.
I told you
33 years and I'm 34. So that's all I know is him at North Carolina.
Give me my flowers, bro.
With 903 wins and 3 national championships.
I know.
So what you say, man?
I'm saying the same thing that I told you. I told of several other people, the fall is coming. The fall is coming. We said this right here on the A Square podcast where I told you, I said all of these high class coaches, the Roy Williams, the Chris Keshi, I hope I'm saying his name right, but Coach K from Duke, all of them that have been winning forever. Cause they paying $100,000 and $250,000. Uh-huh. They can't afford the million. They gonna start dropping like flies, bro. Now everybody wanna cry. When the G League announced that they were gonna start accepting high school students and the salary is about $1 million, hey, they can pay you $50,000 under the table. They can give you $100,000. What'd you just say, Tonio? Ooh, I might be able to get you the 250 for a superstar.
Right.
For the Zion Williamson. I can give you the 250 for that, but they can't afford the milli. They can't afford the milli, bro.
That's multiple times for one player. They can't do it multiple times.
They paying players under the table. Like come on, man.
Well,
like,
I look at they, it as they why can't not? Afford it. I'm on the side of why not pay them. Like that's
I've been saying that they should have got ahead of this curve a long time ago. When me and you was talking about this before the podcast even started, we was having conversations saying, "Man, just pay them." How many times you're going to football practice? They want you to go to football practice and make sure your grades are straight. And how can you work during those hours?
And it's a business, but yet. It's not
and your coach is making $2.9 or $50 million a year.
Hey, the listeners know how I feel about this, bro. Pay them. We had Shantae McMillan on, remember, for Olympic track star. She said the same thing. She said she wished she got paid and she was a track star. Man, what? Like, come on, man. These everybody they can't be making money other than the workers. And you're talking about it's cool. No, that's slavery, bro.
Absolutely.
Can't do it.
100%. And so that's when I knew that this stuff was going to start dropping. They're going to start dropping like flies, bro. You watch and see. Now, whoever the next person is might be the one that goes and coaches, you know, some team that's kind of not loaded, but they got some, you know, some real good talent over there, and he's going to take over that team, like let's say a Boston Celtics or something like that. You know what I mean? It'd be somebody that comes out of college coaching with a big name, like a Coach K or Bill Self, you know, somebody like that, and they're going to take that next step up and go pro, or they're just going to retire. But I'm telling you, they can't accept L's on the record. You can't be coaching a team that you're used to going to the Final Four every year, and now you're not making it to the tournament.
And these Blue Bloods were terrible this year, boy.
Terrible. Talk about it.
Duke,
telling you,
UNC's,
man.
Kansas, they were terrible this year, man.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah.
And so they can't keep taking the L's like this no more. And, you know, it just is what it is. I mean, if you was a coach and your record was 455-20, you think you finna take 300 losses? Yeah. It's not gonna happen. So they're not gonna damage their college legacy by staying around and losing, because the players that should be the one and dones are now going to play in the G League. And then now you're getting the basic players and they're still leaving, and you're not even making it to the Final Four. So,
facts.
Hey,
remember. I got one more thing before we get out of here, man. Your fuck boy is on trial right now, for the murder of George Floyd. You know, so rest in peace to him. You have witnesses testifying all last week. One that I want to talk about that's sad. They had the young man who was the clerk at the store that George Floyd came in and gave him a $20 counterfeit. He said he does not feel responsible for the killing of George Floyd, but he felt like he was the first domino that caused this man his death, right? Because he was like, man, when, let's say the policy is anytime you get any counterfeit, you let the law enforcement know. And then he let law enforcement know, and then obviously,
or your manager, the manager,
or your manager, felt, or your manager. Then, I mean, I don't know.
Manager,
I don't, yeah, I didn't
no,
know that.
He
part
said,
of, he
I,
told
I
the manager.
To it.
Okay,
he,
okay.
He said it was. He said the rule is, if you feel like it's suspicious and it doesn't look real, then you tell the manager. If you don't tell the manager and you take it, then it puts it on, like, he, in his own words, it's like a tab, like right. Your tab. So right, you have right. to pay this money back.
Right.
So that's where it all started happening.
Yep. So he obviously told his manager, or he called the authorities. I don't know which part that was. I didn't get that part, but obviously we all know what happened after that. Right. So, and he was out there watching it, you know, and you see the video of him having his hands on his head, like in shock. And he said he's still, you know, traumatized from to this day. And it's been about a year now, you know, he doesn't work at that store anymore. But he still deals with this regret every day with his life, man. So, you know, shout out to him and other witnesses who videotaped and who testified. I know they had the people who do the autopsies come out saying, yeah, he had like ethanol in his system, so he was on drugs.
It doesn't matter.
So maybe his tolerance to pain was.
It doesn't matter.
Made it better. So I don't know. Like, but you know, it's the defense, bro. They're going to try to throw whatever they can.
I mean, yeah. And let's be clear. We had Elizabeth on this show, and
Elizabeth Pollock.
Pollock. Yeah. And I mean, let's just be clear on this. Everybody has to have a lawyer, or they have to represent themselves. Right. So you can't just go into court and not have anybody unless you're going to represent yourself. So everybody's going at this lawyer. His lawyer saying, you know, hey, I don't know how he can sleep at night. I don't know how this. Well, the lawyer probably ain't sleeping at night because he can see what happened. But that's his job, is to get the least amount of time for the person, not to argue, you know, anything else. It's just to get the least amount of time. Like, I'm sure at this point, by watching this, I'm positive that this dude is going to jail. I listened to this. Now, we've been fooled before. We felt this way before, and it didn't happen. But I'm positive. I feel very confident in saying I believe that he's going to jail based on the people that they had get up there and speak. Even the officer, the sergeant that was up there. I think he was a sergeant, right? And he was saying, like, when they asked him, like, when do you think he could have been let go, or when he wasn't resisting arrest? And he was just like, yes, he could have been let go then, and he should have been placed in. He was already in custody by the officer, so they should have gotten off of him then. So hearing that come from a sergeant, I feel confident in saying that he's going to jail.
Hey, I've seen these stories before.
But it's a matter of how long, because that's the thing. Because they might be like, yo, yeah, he going to jail. He got, you know, we gave him 10 years. He got to do 8 months, and he's going to be on probation for 15.
We've seen this story before, man.
We have. But I won't be surprised if nothing happens, which is crazy to say.
Just sad.
Because what else do you do besides record?
It's sad, man.
It definitely is.
But, you know, rest in peace to George Floyd again, and we'll try to keep you guys updated as the trial goes on, man. And stay safe out there, man.
Absolutely. So I think that's good for today, man. I think we got it good. To everybody out there, I am going to double down on my what I said last week. No, Eminem cannot see anybody in a battle.
What?
I'm doubling down on that. I'm doubling down on it, bro. Because I've been arguing with people. I've been arguing with people all week.
Facts.
And then I have to tell them if no. he plays. If he plays, bro, no. No. hi, my name is. Yeah, get this motherfucker the fuck out of here, bro.
Bro, that's oh my god. Not Are you serious?
Not in a versus, bro. You cannot. Don't give me. I better not even. I don't even think he performs that during his own shows.
Now. He does. What are you talking about? I've been to two Eminem shows.
It's a fake.
And guess what?
It's a fake.
His shit sell out anytime he performs.
I guarantee you. Anytime. I guarantee you. I love it, bro. I would love to go see Eminem.
Bro, don't dish. This
but
is,
in a
this,
versus.
Okay. Hey, so
in
next
a
week,
versus.
Next week we got
in a versus. Gaga's getting him the fuck out of here.
Next week you said we doing underrated rappers.
Most underrated rappers.
Most underrated rappers. We're gonna have our top five. Just now, because of this conversation, I'm making Eminem my number five. Just because of the
disrespect. No.
He's my number five. It's automatic now.
It's crazy, bro.
You're
sick.
You just disrespected my man.
It's not disrespect. It's facts. I'm speaking to you.
So everybody's arguing with you, but you saying it's a fact. That is not a fact.
He has two songs that's going to win. Lose Yourself is a guaranteed W.
Okay.
Lose Yourself is a guaranteed W. Okay. And
Hi, my name is.
No, hi. That is not a win, bro.
Oh, shit. Guilty Conscience. Guilty Conscience.
I don't even remember that shit, so that's a loss.
Oh, my.
That's a loss.
Superman?
Superman. That was the other one. But he's going to do a battle, bro. Nobody's going to listen to Superman during a battle.
Bro,
like,
you just said Earth, Wind, and Fire. And, bro, what are you talking about? Patti LaBelle just performed.
Those are legendary. God. Oh, my yes, God. And it was just. All right, so here's. It's not going to be a versus if he goes against somebody. We just going to call it a celebration.
Oh, my God.
We're going to call it a celebration of music. So we're going to put him and Aaron Carter and. Who else? Another white one out there, Mac Moore.
So now, just because he's white, he automatically
he's not even getting Mac. He's not even. Who was the dude that he got into the argument with? What's the dude's name? What's it? He was going at him.
Kelly.
Him and Machine Gun Kelly, fire away, baby.
Disrespect.
Fire away, baby.
I hope whoever talked crazy to you this week about Eminem, I hope that shit's tenfold now, because you were talking nutty right now, boy. Eminem's my automatic five next week.
He
automatic.
Machine Gun Kelly, I put if I had money, if we went to Vegas right now,
how much?
I would bet the house on Eminem that he would win that battle.
Bro.
That's the battle that he'll win, but it's almost like a handicap match because one, I don't know much of Machine Gun Kelly's song, but if he played Yeah Bitch, I'm a thief, like if he
that's
play
over
that,
Renegade? What are you talking about, bro?
I didn't say that. I didn't say it was winning every song.
My guy, I'm just naming six bangers. What are you talking about?
Six
what?
Bangers, but that song that Machine Gun Kelly is winning one of Eminem can have the rest.
Nobody went undefeated. So that's so now you're just nobody creating.
Said, I said he guaranteed to Renegade. I'm giving you and Lose Yourself. I'm taking away Superman because you can't play Superman.
Why can you not play Superman?
Because you're not gonna play a love sex stogie song versus Fireman by Lil Wayne, bro. You're not doing that.
So who is he facing? You just throwing different people in there. On nobody, who
because everybody is winning, but Machine Gun Kelly. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You name me somebody Eminem can beat for sure.
He could beat this, bro.
Bro, you're not gonna play. No, no. I'm turning you off, bro. Bro, you're not gonna play.
This is an automatic dub.
Bro, number one, bro, you're not gonna play. Versus a woman moaning. Hell no, bro.
This is an automatic dub.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
That's an automatic dub.
You are a sick, twisted individual. If you're gonna play a song that starts off with a girl moaning on the track, bro, Stan? No fucking way. Play
Stan? No, come on, bro. Way. Like, I'm just the Eminem ethers are I speaking through not, me tonight, bro. Stan I'm is not, gonna cook everything. What are you talking about?
Nobody is standing on that stage if he plays Stan. They're gonna get this motherfucker the fuck out of here.
Eminem, hey, Eminem stands cook this boy.
Eminem versus Eminem, I'm taking Eminem all day. Because if Stan goes against Kim, ooh, that's tough, bro. He in a class by himself on
get
that one.
Get him out of here. To the Eminem stands out there. Let's cook this himself. Man. Boo this man.
No, don't Let's boo this
boo
man.
Boo this man.
All right, to the listeners out there, I'm going to put it on the poll, baby. On A Square Podcast, our Facebook page, link in the description. I'm putting it on there, and I'm saying Eminem versus who and who wins. I want y'all to tell me who you think he would beat in a versus. Because I don't have a name. I don't have anybody, bro. I told you Machine Gun Kelly and I told you Eminem.
The disrespect.
I got nobody else out of there.
The disrespect.
He can't even stand in a room he can't stand in a room with these guys, bro. Not in a versus. In a rap battle, hey, Eminem up there, bro. Eminem is up there. So, yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Boo this but man. Listeners, hey, I ain't never asked y'all to do anything else. Boo this man.
But what I said was all facts.
It's not, bro. It's not.
It's all facts. Everything I said was number one, like, facts.
I think Drake is the number one streaming dude, but like Eminem's like the number one selling artist of like damn near all
you're
time.
Talking about you're talking sales. Crazy.
That's
you're,
what it
I'm
is,
talking
though.
About songs. So, you're talking about sales. I'm talking about songs.
I'm what talking song about shoes, and you're talking winning? About shoelaces. Like, there's a difference, right, bro.
But you got to have both. You got to have both these things. Oh my God. You got to have shoelaces to keep. You don't have to have shoelaces to keep your shoes by your feet, Antonio.
You just said sales don't matter. But we're
sales
talking about
don't
a
matter
versus.
If we're talking about verses.
Verses
one-on-one. One.
The only reason these songs are hot is because they sold the all most because right, so, they streamed so, the most. So Drake, if he has the most so, streams and sales,
no,
then it,
no.
it's relevant. What are you no. talking about?
If you put Drake versus
I'm not
Eminem
saying
right
Drake.
Now,
I'm not saying
I'm
Drake.
Asking I think, you. I'm
Drake.
Asking
I will pick
you.
Drake. I will pick Drake.
All right. If you said Eminem and Hove.
Eminem. Oh, Hove. I got to pick Hove. I'm biased, but Hove.
If you say Eminem or Nas.
See, I got to see that.
If you say, you see what I'm saying, bro?
These are, bro, this is Godzilla versus King Kong, though, that
no,
we're talking
it's not.
About.
You
no, just
it's
said
not.
Machine Gun Kelly, my guy. You said 50
That's
cent,
the equivalent.
You're disrespectful.
That's the equivalent to him. He's the only one. All right. I'll give you another one right
Even
now.
Even Lil
right?
Wayne, I got to see
if
it.
If you said Jay-Z versus Jay-Z. Nas, you would say Jay-Z went, but can Nas stand in that room, though?
No. How about that?
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
How about that?
You are dead to me, bro. This is ridiculous. If you now, it's so you are so disrespectful, bro.
Oh,
Nas is getting Eminem out of here in five songs. And five of his worst songs is getting Eminem's five of his best songs the fuck out of here.
All right, we're doing.
And then we got 15 more. Now where are you going to go?
We're doing top five.
He going to tag in Dr. Dre. Underrated. That's what he going to do.
Underrated.
He going to tag in Dre, and Dre going to tag in 50, and they going to have to do this shit aftermath now. Now it's going to turn to aftermath. I love it, baby.
Disrespect, bro. Stands out there like me, bro. Boo this man.
You can't, because it's all facts. So we'll talk about it. We'll get y'all opinion, man. But you know, Antonio, until next time, what do you always tell the people?
You don't need shoelaces to keep your shoes by your feet, bro.
So you stole my saying?
You don't. You don't need shoes. Because it has nothing to do with shoes. No. Keep your suitcase by your feet. Keep your coat. Keep your laptop, whatever it is, bro.
Eminem can't even watch a Versus. Oh, he can't even watch one.
This dude is joke. He would break the internet if he was on Versus, bro. The disrespect it would. Is crazy.
It would.
The disrespect I agree is with crazy, you. Bro. You agree with me, but you said he can't stand in the room. Like, make up your mind.
I agree with you that it would break the internet because
it would.
Because of the L that he would take and the exposed of those songs would be exposed.
Right,
and Machine Gun Kelly would just keep putting hit after hit after hit on this man. But I give him and them, he'd win by one or two.
All right. To next time, listeners, bro. A-SquarePodcast.com. Make sure you subscribe. Also, like I said, we send out notifications every week when episodes come out. So please make sure you share too, bro. We growing. We got some stuff for you too, man. So don't think we playing over here. We not. We got you.
All day. And make sure you keep them shoelaces and the shoes separate. Because you never know when you might need to tie somebody up.
What?
Or just get the fuck out of Dodge.
Shit, this dude is wilding, bro. This dude on that Watson shit already, bro. You on that Robert Kelly Watson shit.
How can a hog tie? Until next time, we out of here, y'all. Peace.